In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I have a riddle for you. What do you ask for and don't obtain? And because you don't obtain it, you are given what you ask for. What is that? It happens to us every day. I've learned a little bit more about it now that I've, through no virtue, I've gotten older, and I've learned a little bit, and that's patience. You ask for things and you don't get them, and you're impatient. And really, the only way to become patient is to endure impatience. Wish it was another way, but that's the way it works with us humans and our sins. The scripture today calls God the God of patience. And there's a connection between what St. Paul says and the gospel that's read, the first gospel, for the day. Now, in the first gospel, Jesus is walking along, and there's two blind men. And it says that they followed him. And they were crying, saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." Doesn't tell us how long this would be, if they were following him for a couple minutes, a couple hours. There's other accounts where people are saying, these people, get them to leave us alone. So it could have been a long time. And when blind men are following people with sight, that's not easy. Especially because in that society, if you were blind or had some other physical infirmity, you were considered to be cursed by God. So people didn't really feel that it was necessary to be nice to you or make way for you or to direct you. So this was difficult for them to do, to follow the Lord and to keep crying out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And so eventually, the Lord, when he'd come to the place where he was going, the Lord said to them, "What do you want?" And of course, they wanted to receive their sight. So he said, "Believe ye that you're able to do this?" They said, "Yea." And so he gave them sight. Now, this story rings very loudly in my soul. I hope it does in yours too, because we're following the Lord. It's not easy to do. There's a lot of difficulties in life. And we are blind also because of our sins. Perhaps we have maybe not total blindness, but we see things sometimes in shadows. And we follow the Lord and it's hard. And then the Lord says, "Do you believe?" And not too many of us are arrogant enough to say, "Oh yes, I believe. Completely, absolutely, without reservation." Most of us would say, "I believe, help my unbelief," like the man who had the son who was a demoniac. But if we are following the Lord and we say, "Lord, I believe at least a little, help my unbelief," then through the course of time and our effort, God's grace, God heals us. Now the epistle speaks of bearing the infirmities of the weak. And I talked about that yesterday, but in a different context as far as we're preparing for confession. But of course, the scripture is a deep well. There's much more to the scripture just than the idea of using it as a measuring stick for what kind of person you are before you go to confession. What jumped out at me today when I was looking at the scripture was that St. Paul said, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Jesus Christ." That's a peculiar statement to me, the God of patience. What does it mean that God is a God of patience? And I was thinking about this. One thing is that he strengthens our patience. We gain patience through praying to him, by falling down and getting up, by struggling, by going through life, and God manifesting himself to us to the extent that we can see him. Of course, if he manifested himself to us as he truly is, we'd be blinded because we don't have yet the capacity to see him as he is. But over time, as he manifests himself to us, we see him more. We know him more. He's in our heart, and we have strength to be patient in the midst of difficult things, and also to have consolation. Remember that the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. We need consolation in this life. But consolation from what? As I look out at the world, most people want consolation from things that are worldly. And they turn to worldly solutions for worldly problems. You can get no consolation through worldly things. You can get distraction. You can get pleasure. You can get forgetfulness. But you cannot get consolation, because consolation is only when God is in the soul and the soul feels God and knows God. That's the only way to have consolation. There is no other way to have it. So God is the God of patience and consolation because he made us so that he would dwell within us and we would know him. And there is no way to be consoled other than that. There's a lot of false consolations in the world, but none of them console, because only God consoles. Now, I believe, with all of my heart, being a sinful human, and talking to lots of sinful humans over the course of my priestly ministry, that we must teach ourselves to seek consolation only in Christ. We seek consolation in other things, every single one of us. Perhaps in very destructive ways. There's a lot of destructive ways to seek consolation. To elevate your ego above others, trample on others in business, alcohol, drugs, etc., etc. Those things are ways that they cause us to have a little happiness for a little while, or maybe for a long while, but not consolation, and they're destructive to our souls. The only way to receive consolation is to seek it from the God of patience. And consolation is not something that happens instantaneously. If you are hungry and you eat, almost immediately you're no longer hungry. It happens very quickly that we are satiated. But this is not the case with the consolation that comes from God. Because God must, with our assistance, as if we can assist God, yes, indeed. We must cooperate with him. With our cooperation, God must prepare a place for himself within us. He won't do it without our cooperation. He won't do it without our effort. He won't do it without us crying out to him for help and for mercy. But if we do those things, and we stumble along, and we do bad stuff, and we say, God, help me because I did this bad stuff, and we try to do better, then God will prepare a place for himself. And that is that place when he is fully in it. That is the consolation that the scriptures talk about, and that the world does not understand. So we, if we put these two readings together, can kind of piece together sort of a instruction manual for how to live your life, because that's what the scriptures is. It's not only this, but it definitely is instruction for how to live, and not rules and regulations. It is life. It is how to be alive and not be dead. I've known a lot of people that are dead. They're breathing, but they're dead. So you can be dead while you yet live. The scripture tells you how to be alive, how to live in such a way that God comes in your heart and consoles you. So what does the scripture tell us today? The blind men were following Jesus with difficulty. Probably with people pushing them around and everything else. But they didn't give up. So we got to do that. Now, when there are stories in the scripture, whether they're historical events like this or parables, time gets kind of compressed So this is referring to not just a historical event that happened in a matter of an hour or two or half a day. It's also referring to your life. So your life is spent following Jesus and crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Of course, that's much like the Jesus prayer, isn't it? And the Lord will tell you many times, do you, or ask you, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And many times we will answer him in a faltering way, and he will not do what we desire. And even if we say yes, our yes really means no, because we're double-minded and distracted. And some sin keeps us from being able to give ourselves totally to the Lord. And other times, our yes means yes, and the Lord gives us what we desire. And so we learn over the course of time for our yes to truly mean yes. Now, in my experience, in life, distractions are the bane of our existence. Now, I'm not talking about distractions like loud music when you're trying to read or something of that nature. I'm talking about the distractions in the heart, the desires that we shouldn't be having, thoughts about people, usually about people, that we shouldn't be having, persistent problems, sometimes long-standing bad priorities that always lead us down the wrong road, laziness, all the rest. All these things are distractions. So that when we are asked by the Lord, do you believe? Even if we say yes, we're lying. Because we really don't fully believe. St. James says the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So, what does the Lord do for this problem that all of us have? He's the God of patience and consolation. He expects from us that we continue to follow him. We continue to struggle. Sometimes things go well. Sometimes things don't go well. Sometimes for a long period of time, things don't go well. But we endure. And maybe we don't always do a good job. We're not perfect. We fall into sin. And that's really not so important. What's important is, do you believe? Are you going to keep following? Or are you going to give up? If you give up, then you're not going to catch up to the Lord so he can say, do you believe? So you can't give up. And then when you struggle, there will be times when the Lord will give you what you need. Sometimes it's more what you need than what you desire. Because really, we're not very good judges of what we need, to be honest with you. We need the God of consolation. We need the God of patience. And to obtain that, we need to go through impatience. And we need to struggle. We need to endure. We need to fight the good fight and finish the course. We need to endure to the end. It's a glorious thing. It's a hard thing. But in the end, what happens? Our soul, which is black, dark, and cold, becomes light and soft and warm and full of God. And that is the consolation that we should be seeking. So that's how to get it. It's pretty easy instructions. Hard to follow, but they're pretty simple. They're not very confusing. Follow God. Follow after Christ. When you hear something from him, try very hard to do it. Listen for what he tells you, because he'll be telling you stuff all the time. Don't be upset that you don't get what you want. Just follow. And the God of patience and consolation will reward you. May God help us to follow Jesus. Amen.